Right now, switch your family to T-Mobile and get four lines for $25 a line with autopay and 5G access included on America's largest 5G network. So don't wait. Get unlimited and nationwide 5G access for the whole family for just $25 a line. Visit a T-Mobile store or T-Mobile.com today.
Plus taxes and fees. Customers may notice lower speeds and further reduction if using over 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video at 480p. Unlimited while on our network. Qualifying credit and 4 plus lines required. Capable device required for 5G. Coverage not available in some areas. Some uses may require certain features. See T-Mobile.com.
Hello, everybody out there in your ears and all sorts of visual audio, mostly just audio mediums here, since, you know, this feed's going directly to podcast services around the world. This might sound a little bit weird. You booted up this podcast, you're in the Queen City podcast feed. You might have booted this up listening, expecting to hear the sultry sound of Dylan Hyden's voice, but instead you're getting me. Hi, my name is Zach Rotello. I am sitting here with a few friends of mine. Sitting directly across from me is Dylan Hyden.
Hey, everybody, what's up?
Sitting to my immediate, adjacent left would be Kevin Carter.
Yeah, a little caddy. Is it caddy?
Caddy corner.
Caddy corner. Something like that. Is that the phrase? Yeah, that's me.
That's the golf term. And then sitting to my immediate left would be Tommy Becerra.
Hello.
This is going to be a little bit of a different episode. We don't have a whole lot of structure planned. It's not going to be your typical run through the news, talk about what's hot, hip, and entertainment. But instead, we're going to kind of dive into the future. It is the year 2020. It's a brand new decade. And it's
we got some changes coming, and I think the best way to do it is do a bonus episode and kind of let you guys know what's going forward.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about some things, and we're going to talk about some pop culture stuff today, but we're still going to talk about what's coming for the future.
Yeah. Do a little bit of spitballing, and if you guys would all do us a huge favor, Dylan, I know you can shout out all the ways that you can get in contact with the show, whether that be through social media or by email or whatever it is. But we're going to be shouting out some stuff on here where we're going to talk about the direction that we want to take in the new year, some new ideas that we may have, and we're also going to might throw out some possible names and suggestions of things that you guys might want to help us out with.
I don't know if we should, because I kind of like the one we are all kind of settled on. I don't want anybody to swoop in on it
and surprise. Yeah. So you want the element of surprise?
I do. We've got some things in the works.
All right. So
a little skunk works there.
Yeah. Does anyone want to give like a brief sentence summary of the general idea of what's happening with the Queen City podcast? I mean, since you're the founder, Dylan, I feel like this might be pertinent for you to like give a little bit of context here.
So I guess the main thing is we all enjoy doing this podcast together. We haven't been able to do it with Jeremy as much as we'd like to.
R.I.P. He's not dead. He's very much alive.
We just wanted to do something with a new name, but still all of us talking, because these guys have done a lot of after hours with me. So I thought it would be fun just to branch off a little bit and not necessarily piggyback off of the Queen City podcast name and kind of just do something fun that was all kind of a collaborative idea and not just them joining my podcast. I wanted it to be a collaborative thing. So I'll let Kev give a better explanation than I could.
I don't know if it's a better explanation than you could necessarily, but what we've discussed so far is kind of a taking turns of a host, essentially, where we would all kind of focus on a thing and kind of go on a rotating basis, where I kind of like just general ranting about things or more of a philosophical question where Tommy might want to talk more like video games or music, Zach pop culture, Dylan sports, probably more music as well. So kind of just doing a rotation, keeping it light, and being a little bit more loose, because I feel like that's how we all kind of enjoy doing the podcast. We like being tangential and conversational, and kind of I like the idea. I think we all like the idea of having one subject and kind of just going where the wind takes us with it. So I'm excited about it. I like the idea. I like, you know, talking with you guys. Whenever we're together, it just feels like we could hang a mic in the middle of the room and have a nice podcast that way as well. I mean, we've been together for what, 5 hours now, and we haven't run out of things to say yet. So
mostly just sexual jokes.
a lot of sophomore humor.
Oh yeah. You should hear some of the names. Maybe one of these days, 10 years down the road when we're rich and famous and we're on our book tour, we'll release a list of all the bad names that we decided to think of before we came to conclusion.
We'll give them a little idea so they'll buy the book. Pornhub Cam Girls. With a Z.
Did we introduce Tommy?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, we introduced Tommy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Tommy's here.
But yeah, kind of going off what Kevin said, kind of, you know, this is going to be an analogy that might not work for everybody, but, you know, Seinfeld's a show about nothing. But in the way that it is a show about nothing, it's also a show about everything, yes. Right? And I like the idea that, you know, we don't have to talk about, you know, Birds of Prey, that new trailer came out. That's fine. We want to talk about it. That's fine. If we don't talk about it, we don't have to, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of this stuff could also be dictated by our listeners. If people tell us, like, hey, we really miss that you guys didn't talk about the new Chris Nolan movie, why don't you do that on the next show? It could be like, okay, yeah, you know, that might be a good way to, you know, be to segue that topic. But yeah, having each one of us kind of have our unique outlook and perspective on life influence that particular week will be, I think, a fresh rotation that will allow for a lot of interesting conversation. And that's, I think it's a good concept. I really hope that you guys, you know, I'm excited to, you know, we'll get a schedule together as soon as we decide when, you know, we're recording and we can say like, all right, so first up on the week is Dylan, you got this much time to prepare and then we can come in and we can be really detailed for you guys. We don't have to just wing a lot of stuff. We can get, you know, the hard straight dope, you know what I'm saying? You go on them Googles and you get the wikis and you talk about all the stuff, you know, and we can be fun, informative, interesting and funny. Because I think that's what we all are, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Tommy, what are your hopes for?
My hopes for the pod?
Yeah.
I don't know, just to hang with you guys. Talk.
General topics that come to mind?
General topics?
Yeah.
I'd like to talk about like toys and video games.
We could do a whole like two-part episode just on the first time you ever told me about Sofubi.
Yeah.
I was 100% riveted. And I know that there's an audience out there.
Yeah, I could do like a history of Sofubi or something. Yeah. I could build like a Lego set while we're, you know, while we're talking and stuff.
Let's build.
I like to talk about all kinds of shit. Me and Kevin have always talked about, we like to hear people talk about their passions. I don't care what somebody's talking about. If they're passionate about it, I will like lock eyes and listen for hours as long as they're passionate about it. So I feel like this is kind of like that thing is like, if someone's passionate about something and they talk about it, this is the opportunity for a ton of people to listen to us talk about what we're passionate about. And it's kind of cool. Like, I don't know.
Instead of the old Queen City kind of formula was kind of to talk a lot about a little.
Yeah.
But here we're going to talk. No,
a little about a lot.
A little about a lot.
No, I said that backwards. Yeah. Anyway, either way, we're going to talk about big topics.
Yeah. It's just
rather than just trying to fit a bunch of stuff in.
Yeah, it's a pod about life.
Yeah.
One week you'll laugh. One week you might cry a little bit. You know what I mean? You might get a little bit of misty eye. You know.
So hook in that bridge, baby, and tune in.
Really, we're getting deep in the video game inside jokes already. I mean, I think also we should do a dice roll when it gets to the time to decide who goes first in the scheduling block. I think that'd be really funny. Roll for it. Yeah, that was a good idea. That was an idea for a name.
Yeah, this is very similar to something Tommy came up with a while ago where we kind of roll a die. Kind of like rolling for initiative in D&D to see who goes first. So I kind of like that idea.
Also, are we open for guests? Because we need our boy Alec.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
We would need our boy Alec in 100%. Here if we're going to be tossing some D20s out.
Alec could give the history of Dungeons and Dragons while we all sit.
Oh, perfect. Yes.
I think that's what I like most about this concept, too, is it lends itself more to guests. Where if we want to talk about something, but we have a friend or anybody we know that also shares that same interest, having them on to give their personal view of it, something we like but not necessarily are an expert in, would be, I think, really fun and a cool thing to do. So,
100%. Yeah, and I'm looking forward to very much what you guys and what all of us really do to prep for this because I'm looking to get in depth on some stuff. Like there are some things like obviously Kevin's. You guys have already all said it. Y'all know me. If you know anything from, I also used to host a show. I still do it whenever we get the chance. But I hosted a show called Radiovania with my friend John, and it was entirely entertainment and pop culture based. And so that's the stuff where I live and breathe. And so whenever it gets to a Zach week on the podcast, you guys can probably expect to maybe have a little bit of homework. There might be a movie that I'd like you guys to watch that we can talk about, or maybe, you know, we finish a TV show in a certain amount of time. Like, hey, in a few months, I'd like to have a show where we discuss blah, maybe, you know, watch an episode or two by the time we get there so we can talk about it.
Yeah, and I think that'll be exciting for our listeners as well, because
like a little book club, maybe.
Being able, kind of a book club kind of feel where you can give them like, hey, we're going to talk about this next week. If you want to listen to it, or if you want to watch it, if you want to absorb it, however, if it's a comic book or whatever, you know, just giving people kind of a heads up.
Right.
That way they're coming in with their own ideas and listening to what we have to say. It can be interesting, and you can learn from us or learn that we know nothing.
I think we know a fair bit.
Between the four of us.
Don't count yourself out there, Dylan. You could talk about Riverdale for 2 hours. I'm sure someone would be thrilled.
Oh, no one would be thrilled.
I would be thrilled.
No one wins.
I would be thrilled. Riverdale's great.
Are you an Archie guy, Dylan?
I do not like Archie. I don't know if he's like, he has to be shirtless every episode, but he sees to it. I actually saw a thing that talked about how the actors are kind of annoyed with the script because it's so sporadic and they make fun of it themselves.
Like changing it on the spot?
Yeah, like none of it makes sense.
Is it a murder show? Is it like a Bring It On type movie? What is this?
Yeah, you never know. And it's like there's so many different writers in there that it's just like, it's a melting pot of bullshit. But I'm there for it.
Melting Pot of Bullshit is also a good podcast name.
Melting Pot of Bullshit.
Yeah. You ever been to the Melting Pot?
No.
Like the restaurant?
Uh-uh.
I heard it's like $30 to dip some broccoli and cheese. I'm not here for it.
What would you pay to dip broccoli and cheese?
$1.
One single dollar.
$1 beer night.
I think the concept of a fondue joint, like a restaurant, a full service restaurant that's also fondue, you know, no offense to the owners of the fondue pot or whatever. What's it called? Melting pot?
Yeah.
I think that's an interesting concept.
I think, I think I would be willing if it's like a communal meal kind of situation, like $10 a head to sit at the table, I think is fair. I mean, you think about that. Yeah, it's like, you think about that, that's easily, you know, you're getting at least $20 a head every time somebody comes in. Because the saddest thing in the world is going to a fondue place by yourself. I can't imagine just sitting at a table and dipping things in cheese by myself.
That would be a really good fantasy punishment. It's like if you not like last place punishment, but maybe like second to last. If you come in second to last, you have to go to a fondue joint by yourself you're waiting on a date.
You heard about the Waffle House punishment, correct?
I don't know if I've heard this
around on Twitter or something like that. Last place for our fantasy league was a guy had to spend 24 hours in a Waffle House, and they knocked 1 hour off for every waffle he ate.
Oh, God.
So he could eat 24 waffles and get out immediately. But
I feel like that's the best way to go about it.
Their waffles are big.
I know, but if you get them all at once and you just power through, like you might be able to shave a few hours off if you take like a big bite at a time every like 10 to 15 minutes. You know what I mean?
See, I would go like 3 waffles and coffee. Go take a dump, come back.
So it's like a human recycling plant.
Yeah. I also don't know if I would mind spending all day in a Waffle House and just like seeing
Can I read? Can I listen to a podcast?
I would just that would be so interesting to just sit in a Waffle House for 24 hours, especially if it's in like a not a great neighborhood. Mm. Like, man, that would be so interesting to me because I love just observing people and watching people interact with the world.
Could you go outside and smoke?
I don't know.
That's still on their property.
I think the rules would be you have to be within the confines of the Waffle House.
I think you
have
to be within the confines because then it's like an actual prison.
Jesus.
Yeah.
It would also be really funny to see how long you could go and just order water and see how long it takes before they kick you out.
Right.
Yeah.
I think I would order the 24. I would order a waffle an hour.
A waffle an hour.
Yeah, why not?
It's a good way to pace yourself, I guess.
Well, I mean, I would still stay the 24 hours.
100 hours in a Waffle House.
Be cutting your arm off in there.
Yeah,
I would be eating the waiters for sustenance.
I just think it would be an interesting, just for me personally, it would be interesting for me to just sit in there and watch people and watch the wait staff just
it would
slowly
have to be like,
hate me.
Oh, yeah.
It would either have to be in like a really shitty part of town or a college town.
Would be interesting. I would love to see like the whispers of on the shift changes. It's like, this fucking
asshole won't check out.
8 hours.
I think they'd be more in your face about it. Like, honey, you going to get out of here or what? Or what's going on here?
I think I would probably let the store manager know. Like, hey, we're doing a bet. Is this cool? Because there is that where you would run into it. Like, they would have to let their staff know, like, hey, this is a thing. It's harmless.
I think they'd make you sit at the bar if you said that. Like, yeah, they'd have to make you seat at a place where it's, like, one person dedicated. Right. You can stay there. Like, they're not going to have to shift tables out or whatever. That's an interesting concept, though.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
How'd we get there?
That's the podcast. There you go. That's the idea,
folks.
Is, you know, we started off talking about, I don't even remember.
Riverdale,
and we got to Waffle House.
Yeah.
It's like 5 degrees of Waffle House. You know what I mean?
I gotta make a quick shout out to Curtis Cunningham, a man I sat next to at a Waffle House, like at the bar setting. He was this big brawly dude and just started picking me apart, just asking me some deep questions, and I started answering him. He seemed like a good guy. We started talking, and he was a coordinator in Moraine, and he wants me to be a coordinator. He was like, yeah, give me a call, man. We'll hire you up. I'm like, all right. So Curtis Cunningham, I got you.
The first shout out on the podcast goes to this guy. Nice. Love it. Anybody else have any succinct, any hopes and dreams about the future? Like, are there any big moments, big anything coming up this year that you can see being fun topics of conversation? Because I expect, like, you know, seasonal stuff too. Like, say my episode falls on Halloween or something. We could do a whole conversation about, like, what's the best Halloween costume you've ever seen? What's one you've always wanted to do?
Yeah,
stuff like that.
When we did the scary movie season stuff, yeah, that's always fun. Like, seasonal stuff's always fun. But we still plan on going to see Sonic the Hedgehog.
Getting
hammered.
We could call that, like, the inaugural party, you know? Like, I'm sure we'll do a couple episodes before then, but we'll call that, like, our launch celebration.
That would be one if you really don't like listening to people slur their speech. Mm. I'd skip right over that one.
So, I know my introduction was about, like, toys and shit like that, but there might be a couple times where I, you know, bring the true crime into it, too.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
You might play the game called Try Not to Get Zach Stressed Out.
Where I will force Zach to watch Don't Fuck with Cats.
Yeah, that was actually going to be
our
first.
I'll tie him down and make him watch it.
We would have done a whole first podcast if Zach had seen Don't Fuck with Cats.
Tommy.
Yes, Zach.
I like the show, and I care about you so much that I'd be willing to do that if that was your week episode. I would.
Hell yes.
I would buckle up. I would pop some Xannies.
Yeah, dude, I would make sure that I would pick stuff that wouldn't stress you out, because, like, I'm thinking of, like, that was like catered. I feel like that was pretty catered to everyone. Anyone could watch that.
I don't know. I feel like it could be. Because the first episode is very different in tonally from the second two. So, but yeah, I think anybody could watch it and be fine. If you can grit through the first one, you'll be fine in the second two. Because the second two are very, like,
more true crimey.
Well, not even true crimey. It's more like investigative and, like, the thrill of the chase and stuff like that, and trying to find this person, leaving clues, and it's interesting drama. More so than, like, true crime in the set to the second hour. Like, this, the second and third hour are more like, yeah, right. It's like, where is he now? What is he doing? How did he get away this time?
The internet is Tom Hanks in that kid.
Yeah, right.
So we'll see if we can get you to watch it.
Yeah.
I'm sure you will be. If that's the prompt, you know, let's put it this way, right? If Tommy asks us all to watch Don't Fuck with Cats, I would watch it, and I wouldn't grit my teeth or complain about it, you know? Same deal if I were to maybe request that a certain member of this group watch a Marvel film.
Me? I don't care to watch a Marvel film.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck about watching the films. I just had no interest in them when they released.
I know, I'm joking.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
Or, like, the Star Wars Christmas special or something
like
that.
That would
be fun. Yeah,
But as far as hopes and dreams, for me, personally, since it's going to be something where it's going to be kind of like a homeworky thing, maybe. I hope to just learn something that I'm interested in that I didn't necessarily know about as of tonight. So if I come out of this podcast by the end of the year and with a new interest or a new perspective on something, I think that is all I can hope for. So yeah, that's my goal for this, is having cool conversation with cool people and maybe learning something in the process. That's what I think.
And kind of holding each other accountable, because how many times have you sent someone an album and was like, hey, dude, you got to listen to this. And they're like, okay. And they save it to their queue and then they never listen to it.
Well,
you know,
let me fire back on that, because I think all of you know, the more you tell me to do something, the less likely I am to do it. You know that for sure.
Yeah, but if you have a reason to, like if you feel sure. like yeah, you, no, you don't want right. to come in underprepared or something.
I suppose if you wanted me to watch like a season of How I Met Your Mother, I would be forced to do it.
Yeah, that would be tough.
I don't know if that's...
I don't want it to turn into like, let's make each other watch things that
yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
I said I would
never I don't
watch.
Think I would ever make you watch it at this point.
Sure. Yeah.
Again, this is very specific stuff. This is like easy stuff to talk about, you know, right now, but it's like, this could get abstract. I like the idea that Kevin could one day just come in and say like, have you guys ever been like, or struggled with depression? Or have you ever guys talked about like what were your hopes and dreams when you were a kid? Like, what are your things? Like, what's your biggest fear? Blah, 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 blah. Like all these sorts of prompts that could lead to open-ended discussion. It'll be a conversational show at the heart of it. Like, we get to do whatever we want, go wherever. It doesn't have to necessarily follow a strict format. Obviously, like the host that week can kind of rein things in and, you know, be that little bit of structure. But, you know, when you're the host of the show, you kind of have to dictate what, you know, what comes next. And the idea that each week, whoever's hosting it, you know, their style's a little bit different. Tommy might be a little more open and like, you know, stuff like this. Or Kevin might have specific talking points he wants to hit. Dylan might have like a track by track thing on an album. Be like, what'd you think about this? What'd you think about this? Blah, 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 blah. Like, here's the history of Neon Signs. Let's talk about that.
That sounds like something I would totally want to talk about too.
Dude, I want to go to that museum.
Sign Museum?
Yeah.
Yeah. That could be cool too. You know, for your homework, sure. for the month, go to the American Sign Museum in Northside.
Yeah, I think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, Northside. And, you know, find something interesting. Talk yeah. about it. What was the coolest piece of art you saw? What's the coolest blah, 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 blah?
So. Yeah. I'll just give everybody a heads up. I'm more than likely most of the time going to have a philosophical question for you guys. I enjoy the abstract of being human. It's why I love Dr. Manhattan so much, because he is the most human of all, even though he is superhuman in every single way, because he realizes he can't do anything. And no human can. But even if you're a superhuman, you can't. So that's why I love stuff and contradictions and riddles and stuff like that. So I like talking and working in abstracts. So that's probably where I'm going to be. I don't want it to make it seem like I'm super cerebral or anything. I just like talking about stuff like that. It's fun.
I think it would be a cool idea, too, is we could bring in the 2000 book, 2000 questions book.
Oh, yeah.
And sign yeah. off maybe oh, yeah. with like a, hey, audience, what do you think about this question? You know,
it's a cool idea.
Think about this for the week.
I like that.
We can talk about the
questions. We gotta get the there's they just updated it to the 3,000
yeah,
question book.
We gotta go back to five below.
We gotta upgrade. Yep. yeah. Any other strong opinions about this, or is there any specific things that we want to talk about? Like were there any entertaining thing? I mean, we're at 22 minutes. That was a brisk introduction.
Well, let's hop into what we wanted to talk about, okay. And then we can always come back to that as well. Because we think we want to talk about like. What do we hope for 2020? Just
yeah,
in general.
Sure. We can start with that. What are you guys excited for 2020?
I think, man, right now it's funny because I was just talking to the GameStop guy earlier. I went to, I'm sorry, Tommy. Before I came here, before I met you guys for dinner, I drove to the GameStop in the Voice of America Center and I traded in my copy of Pokemon Sword. And got that $30 trade credit, and I picked up Luigi's Mansion 3. And while I was there, I was talking to the guy about how I work in retail, and he was like, "Yeah, me too." Obviously, he does too.
he does.
Me too.
I'm just here, dude. No Leave way. Me alone.
So we were both commiserating about the fact that over the holidays, like neither of us had a whole lot of time to play video games. So now we're catching up on all the video games that we didn't get to during the holiday season when that shit like releases. So I've been playing, I completed Death Stranding. I'm almost done with Jedi Fallen Order. Now I'm about to start Luigi's Mansion 3. And I still want to play Control and Outer Worlds. And then coming up in the video game season this year, we got Final Fantasy VII, a classic video game that's getting remade, which I'm sure will spur an interesting discussion at some point.
That is absolutely something I'm going to have as a topic.
For sure.
Because I don't know. Anybody that knows me might know that I beat once a year during the summer, I beat Final Fantasy VII, the original one. It's just something I do every year. It's a ritual for me. So yeah, I've been waiting for this remake for 23 years. So, I'm pumped, and it better not suck. because
I think it's going to be divisive regardless.
I think I'm going to like it regardless because I'm such a fanboy of that franchise and those characters. I just am a little bit disenfranchised with Square Enix, so we'll see how it goes.
And yeah, so after Final Fantasy, there's like Cyberpunk 2077. That's a huge game coming out. And so we're about to get into it. And The Last of Us will be this summer. So, you know, in addition to all the movie shit that I'm ordinarily into, I feel like this year is going to be a really friggin' good one for video games. So that's one of the things I'm excited about. And also Sonic the Hedgehog and getting blacked to see that. So,
are we going in our rotation?
Yeah, whoever wants to jump in next, right?
I think I'm excited for... So I really, like, critics have what you want to say, but I really enjoyed Mandalorian, so I'm excited what Disney Plus has to bring to us this year coming
up. Falcon and the Winter Soldier, baby.
Yes, yes. So I'm excited for these shows that are coming up. I'm excited for video games, as Zach said. This is the year of new generations. We might see a Switch Pro. We're going to definitely see PlayStation 5. Xbox looks like shit. I'm not excited for that, but I'm excited for PS5.
The console itself, though, hot take. I mean, I actually really like the design.
Really? It looks like a mini fridge.
I think that once someone did a mock-up render of like what it's going to look like actual size, and I can see the way that my entertainment system is set up. I have like the big box entertainment system on the bottom with the three cabinets and then my 65-inch big-ass TV right there. Yeah. I would put the Xbox right to the left of that, behind it, and it looks like almost like a piece of furniture. Almost, it doesn't look like a console. It looks like it could be like modern art in a way. So I think the console itself is really sleek.
I can see that,
and I also like that the ventilation is on top and on the sides a little bit too. Mm. So it's like that thing's gonna run. I'm not an Xbox guy, so I'm not going to buy it, but I'm assuming that the thing's going to run like smooth as butter in terms of ventilation.
Yeah, it's just a PC cabinet.
It's like a PC. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I wonder what the PS5's going to look
like. A rectangle.
It's going to be the same as it always has. Yeah.
But it's going to be a rectangle.
Which is fine. It's sleek and good.
Do you remember the PS3 that had the top loading disc and how ugly that thing was?
Oh, yeah.
It was like a grate. It looked like a George Foreman grill, and you would slide the top open and put a disc in and then close it.
That was a thing of beauty.
Yeah, yeah, was it? I don't know.
Do anything to bring it back.
Okay.
So, Kev, what do you got to look forward to for 2020?
I have a lot of sports stuff I'm looking forward to in 2020. Yeah. So the Reds look legitimate for the first time in a long time. I love the signings they've done. Shogo Akiyama, first Japanese Reds player ever. Really adds some nice depth to the front part of the order, which is something we've been lacking forever. I mean... So, yeah, I'm excited about the Reds season. I'm excited about going to Reds games this year. I'm going to see Billy Joel in September at Great American Ballpark, so I'm looking forward to that. And I'm looking forward to this draft for the Bengals. It should be interesting to see how Zach Taylor does with a full offseason, the full prep. He's coaching the Senior Bowl, which is always interesting. Marvin Lewis did that for years, and he drafted well for a very long time, so... Yeah, it should be interesting. I don't talk about sports a whole lot on this podcast, but I'm a huge sports fan. It's one of the biggest things in my life. It's like music, sports, and video games. Those are the things that I love. So, just like most dudes in America. So, I'm pumped about local sports.
I'm excited for that draft podcast, or if there is a draft podcast, or if it's just a small segment. But like, as someone that likes football but is very fringe football fan, I'm excited to hear your input on, because I'm a huge Bengals fan, just because I love the city of Cincinnati and I love seeing the Bengals. I want to see the Bengals do well.
Yeah.
I'm excited as hell to hear your reaction to all draft picks.
Well, every year I have a habit of, I record the scouting combine. I love watching the scouting combine, specifically because I played O-line. I like watching O-linemen go through their drills, but I always like watching those because there's always some guy that stands out that you don't expect, or like pundits didn't expect. Because, you know, that's without pads, doing drills and necessarily haven't seen it yet. But it's always super interesting to me to watch those guys go through their drills because, I mean, that is their livelihood. That really determines the difference between a number one draft pick and a number six draft pick in money is enormous for their first, like, rookie contract. So it really is a big deal. So it'll be interesting to see if – it's always interesting to see the guys that we think will do well and don't pan out, or vice versa, guys that nobody knows about that end up doing really well. Like, one that stands out to me was Randall Cobb, had a great combine, and nobody really expected that. He came out of Kentucky. I mean, people knew he was good, but he crushed his combine, caught everything, looked really good, crisp, and he turned out to be a really good pro. So Yeah, I love the combine and I love the draft and I love spring ball and stuff like that. Mini camps. Like I love all of that shit. I'm looking forward to spring training for the Reds just to see all these new guys. It's going to be a huge sports year for me. I'm pumped about it.
April is always the most exciting time to be a Reds fan.
Is it?
I think so.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Cause they have opening day.
Yeah.
Like that's a tradition and they're always like, this is our year. And they go 1-0 and you're like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
And
I mean, then, Marty's going into the Reds Hall of Fame this year. So that'll be exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I'm super pumped about sports again this year. So more so than I have been in a very long time.
For me, what's up? My name's Dylan Hayden. For me, I am most excited that none of my friends are getting married this year, so it kind of frees up my year. No offense to any of my friends that plan on getting engaged this year, but last summer I was kind of absorbed by bachelor parties and weddings and all that kind of stuff. So this year I've actually got some vacation days and I've got some stuff lined up to where I actually get to do a little bit of getting some time outside of Ohio. So I'm excited to do some of that and get out west. And I'm also excited to go to some concerts and see what kind of movies and TV shows come out. Because kind of all the good ones we watched this year in 2019 were either one season or they are gone now. I'm kind of late to the game on Mr. Robot.
You're halfway through.
Yeah. So
which is pretty crazy. You started that like less than a month ago.
Waste yeah.
Huh? It's a waste of time.
It's a waste of time.
I'm just kidding. Okay. I'm just
kidding. You had me nervous.
Were you trying to make me mad?
I don't like the ending. I'm sorry.
Wow.
I don't
like it.
Sorry. Well, here, we've talked about this before. How many pieces of media actually have satisfying endings? I can barely name five. Maybe I can't name 10. I can tell you that right now of pieces of media I've consumed that I really came out of it, but like, man, that was a great ending. I'm so satisfied with the way that wrapped up. I can't think of a whole lot where I didn't have any gripes or like it was just perfectly done.
Plus, you always have the feeling like you want it to be so special because that's the last time you're with those characters, so you want it to mean so much. So I feel like sometimes, no matter what, it's not going to be what you expect it to be.
Right. I always point to Futurama as my favorite last episode of anything ever. They did such a good job. What's Matt Groening? I couldn't think of his name. He did such a good job of writing that show and then writing that last episode because we got all of our favorites in the beginning of the episode, but that whole episode was about Fry and Leela, and that's what that whole show was always about, that dynamic and how everybody else reacted around it and what they did within the episode together and throughout the seasons, and giving them an entire episode, spoiler alert,
For Futurama,
a show that is very old at this point, they get to basically spend all of eternity together. They get to trip through time and get to just be together by themselves, enjoying each other's company, and it's so satisfying. Again, the writing of that show is great. I mean, what's the episode where his dog waits for him?
That shit's so sad.
Yeah, Jurassic Bark. Yeah. Jurassic Bark is one of the best written episodes of anything ever.
Yeah. Very emotional.
Yeah, so that I always point to that show on how to write an ending. Now, it's not every show can do that because it's not, and Futurama doesn't follow a through line or anything like that. They can kind of end it however they want, but it's a great ending. So,
yeah, that will be a good prompt at some point. Best endings of all time.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know mine.
Spoilers. You can come up with a number two.
Yeah, I'm excited for some TV shows, whether it's Hulu, Amazon Prime, Netflix. Something's going to catch us off guard, and we're going to be really excited for it. Much like Watchmen, where all we got was like a weird teaser, and then we got like a couple pictures, and that was all we had. I'm kind of excited to see what that new standout is going to be for this year. So That's all I got for 2020. I guess we could talk about Golden Globes and Oscars, but I'm really not feeling it. I feel like we're kind of at a good spot to stop. What do you think?
It's up to you guys. We're at 35 minutes exactly of...
I think it's a good place to stop.
I wouldn't mind going to see some Coacho.
Go Dodgers.
Yep.
Yeah, we're filming this in the middle of the national championship game, so we're all kind of itching to go watch it. I love Coacho. Go Tigers. Go Tigers. So yeah, give us a listen, guys. I think it'll be fun. I think like when Tommy was alluding to earlier, when you listen to people talking and having fun and having, and it's not forced and it's genuine, I think that lends itself to good content, regardless of what the actual content is. So I think I'm really excited about this. I'm pumped to spend more time with you guys. And I'm pumped to kind of take the next step in this podcast world, because I do love doing this. It's a lot of fun for me. And I think you guys will enjoy it too. The people that are listening, I don't know how many of you are that there are, but if you like it, tell your friends. Let us know what you think. Like I said, I'm super pumped to do this and see what the future holds.
Yep. Tommy, you got anything else?
Yeah,
the sound, the sound.
That was the best shit ever.
I didn't close a squeaky gate in the middle of a long tunnel. That's what it sounded like, but
that was the perfect like last Kevin to Tommy mic switch.
You know what I'm most excited for this year is not sharing a mic.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
We're upgrading, baby.
Yeah, we're gonna
technology. The year is now.
We went this whole episode, if you didn't know, sharing a mic, me and Kevin again. And I didn't touch him one time. So
that's true. You didn't touch me one time. I feel bad because I told Tommy that he touched me a lot during the last episode we were on together. And I'm joking, Tommy. It didn't bother me that much. The one time where you held my hand just out of nowhere, that was a bit much.
Could have been all the PBR.
Yeah, right. You're an excitable young fellow, and I'm here to support that. And if you want to touch me in any way, just ask me first.
Love is fluid. So, Tom.
I'll touch your heart, and I'll touch your hand.
You got anything else, Tom?
That's his tagline.
No, I'm good. I'm excited, man. This is dope. I'm just excited to hang with you guys. This circle kind of is due to being under the same roof as this retail store we all work at. And one of the first things I told my wife when I left that interview was like, I could really hang out with these dudes, and here we fucking are.
Yeah.
Here we fucking are.
Who'da thunk it?
Zach?
Yeah. I mean, I'd echo the sentiments that both of these guys just threw out there. I think that it's going to be interesting to see how it changes and evolves. I was really excited when this idea started and we started talking about it and started fleshing out the concept, and hearing you guys get excited about it makes me excited too. And I'm really looking forward to seeing, you know, what you guys can bring to the table in terms of hosting. Like, I'm so excited to see Tommy, a newcomer, Kevin, a newcomer to the podcasting world. Like, I'm excited to see what those first episodes look like with guest hosts or with the revolving host. I think it's gonna be a fun concept. Yeah, I'll just say as my closing statement: look out, Barstool.
Yeah. Oh, mic drop.
Queen City's coming for that ass. I'm excited to have some like-minded individuals who are just down to get into stuff, because this is kind of what we do without a microphone. So to do it with a little bit more structure, and to have us all in the same room, because we all work together, but we don't necessarily get in the same room at the same time. So I think it'll be a lot of fun. It'll be very eye-opening for all of us, including the listeners. So if you guys have made it this far into the podcast, we really do appreciate you guys listening, and we're very excited to see where we go from here.
All right.
All right.
That's all, folks.
Bye.
With the new iPhone SE for less than $100 at Metro, you rule. It's the most affordable iPhone on the number one brand in prepaid. So whether you're studying online or FaceTiming.
Hey, Mom.
Hi, dear.
The iPhone SE has all you need. Switch to Metro and get the iPhone SE for $99.99 after rebate redemption and 6 months of service with AutoPay. Metro by T-Mobile. Rule your day. Limit 1 per account / household. Requires port and ID validation. Not valid for numbers currently on the T-Mobile network or active on Metro in past 90 days. Restrictions apply. See store for details.